It turns out that Bill Spaceman Lee was right, on this at least. When we talked with the retired Red Sox pitcher yesterday, he predicted another Boston-St. Louis World Series. And last night, the Cardinals did beat the Houston Astros 5-3 to win the National League Championship. They now head to Boston for the Fall Classic, which starts tomorrow. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal is here, as he is most Fridays, to talk about all this. And Stefan, this is a rematch of sorts, historically speaking.
Yep, 1946, 1967, these two teams met in the World Series. In 46, you had some great names. Country Slaughter of St. Louis racing around the bases. Johnny Pesky of Boston apparently held the ball too long, and Boston lost that one. And then in 67, Bob Gibson, Carl Yastrzemski, and again Boston lost. Both of those were in seven games. And in fact, since 1918, the last time the Red Sox won the World Series, all four times they've made it to the World Series, they've lost in a seventh decisive game.
Well, before we get to the more cosmic effects of what the Red Sox did to the Yankees this week in the American League, let's talk about the World Series matchup. The Cardinals have been a bit overlooked with all the hoopla about the East Coast matchup, but they're a pretty good team.
Yeah, they won 105 games during the regular season, more than anybody else in baseball. They have an explosive middle of the lineup: Larry Walker, Albert Pujols, Scott Rolen, and Jim Edmonds. Their starting pitching has been consistent, and very unexpectedly so. And they're just a well-rounded team. They run, they hit, they steal bases, and they field very, very well. These are two hard-nosed, aggressive, clutch teams, and they match up great.
And so we've been seeing some great baseball this fall that will continue into the series.
Yeah, it will. I think a lot of fans were rooting for Roger Clemens, formerly of the Red Sox and now of the Houston Astros, to be on the mound in Fenway Park for a Game 7 where the Red Sox could really exercise all of their demons. That did not happen last night. Clemens was the losing pitcher in the seventh game in that series. But here you've got classic franchises, great baseball markets, and tons of history. TV's going to love this. Fans are going to love it. It's hard to ask for more.
Actually, it seems greedy to ask for more after that incredible Red Sox comeback against the Yankees, the greatest comeback in more than 100 years of baseball playoffs.
Yeah, I think everyone's run out of superlatives. What the Sox did in four straight days was to completely rewrite the history of their franchise and their relationship with their arch rivals. It's hard to imagine how the old Yankee smugness that this world is round, confidence that the Sox are going to fail every fall, can survive, even in New York. What happened this week overhauled stereotypes, and it's forced generations of fans to change how they think, and that is amazing.
Now, in your column today in the Wall Street Journal, you say that this was actually able to occur because of the Yankees' sheer dominance of baseball over the last decade.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might disagree with me, but my thesis is that the Yankees' financial power grew gradually once the team started to get good again in the mid-1990s. Other teams realized they had to change or die, just like in other businesses. And instead of whining or spending money that they didn't have, which is what teams did for years, they decided to try to compete in other ways, and it's worked. The Red Sox are definitely part of that story. They've had the money, but not the organization or the leadership. New ownership came in 2002. They completely overhauled the franchise. They're a lot smarter. They're a lot more professional than they were. And they very, very cleverly reignited this rivalry with the Yankees, calling them the evil empire. And lo and behold, the empire has fallen.
So the Red Sox adapted this Darwinian business model, not only to survive, but to thrive. But actually, in the end, it seems that they just outsmarted the Yankees.
Yeah, they just outplayed them for four straight games. The money ended up not mattering. The Yankees had a payroll of about $185 million. The Red Sox are second in baseball at $125 million. The Cardinals, by the way, are 10th at around $80 million. It's a big gap, but ultimately it doesn't matter in these short playoff series. For the fourth straight year, forget the money. The World Series champion is not going to be the New York Yankees, and heaven help us, it could be the Red Sox.
The show starts tomorrow. Any predictions?
No.
Not going to venture there,
huh?
Stefan Fatsis joins us on Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports. Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.